Folks, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. If you just tuned in a little bit earlier, what you would have heard is we played some brand new music to get you started off. So nice, we played some extra stuff early. I can't make it rhyme with nice, unfortunately. We didn't play anything twice. But it is now 8 p.m. CFRC, you're listening to Yellowbrick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And we've got a great show for you tonight. So much wonderful new stuff. Obviously, it's bustling on campus, so welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Rue, if you're tuning in for the first time and all of that. CFRC's British and Irish Music Show, your place for all the kind of new stuff happening in the UK, in Ireland, in music. We've got you covered for all the great stuff, all the cool stuff. Where do we even begin? We've got some great new releases, and it's been an eventful week in music, if you've been paying attention. But I think we're going to start it off with something that I promised you we're going to do last week, and that is coverage of this year's Reading Festival. Now, Reading is an old festival. It's sort of the flagship festival for anyone who's young in the UK and going to music. You know, you finish your GCSEs age 16, you go for your first ever music festival, and this is the place for it. Everything happens there. First festival experiences, first other experiences as well. And we've got some coverage from the festival for today. I mean, in the background, you can hear a little bit of Barry Can't Swim. Incredible new electronic musicians, been nominated for the Mercury Prize this year. And, you know, this is sort of him DJing, performing on the main stage out there at Reading this year. And there's so much stuff that happened. You know, new heroes were formed, as always happens. You fall in love with artists you'd never heard of before. You find new favorites. So much happens at these festivals. You know, headliners all the way from, you know, returning electro hip hop greats like Prodigy on one side to artists like Blink-182 on the other side. Lots of music to talk about, all the big, all the small, all the artists out there. But we'll get started with some smaller artists and then work our way up to some of the bigger hitters. One of the bands that played at Reading this year was a band called Froze Mode, who are a hip-hop three-piece from the UK, from London, and they release really explosive music, and we're going to listen to a new song of theirs called No Assumptions, which they did play at Reading, but we're going to be listening to the actual song that they've sent, that they've recorded in the studio, because I don't have the live track. But I do have a live track from Kneecap, who were there. They played a televised set on the main stage, coming on earlier in the afternoon, but still played an absolutely electrifying set. Now, I've seen this band live. I've been in the same room as them. I've come back here in March and told you how incredible their set was, how amped up they were, how crazy the energy was in a small, sweaty little room in Toronto at the Axis Club. And I'll tell you, I could tell you from the screen, from across the screen, that they were 10 times that. Performing here, their first ever Reading performance, the biggest crowd they'd played to, at least 10,000 people in attendance, right? That's the thing with Reading Festival. And I'm going to get you their title, their closing track from their set. It was called Hood, one of their best songs. We're going to listen to it. And then some Last Dinner Party, who are a band that I know a lot of you are very fond of. We've loved their stuff. We've loved their album, seen them live. And they live up to the hype, really. And they're releasing a new kind of set of covers and acoustic versions soon. And this is the first one that they've dropped. And they performed it as well at Reading as one of their last songs before they left the stage, playing again on the main stage on the Saturday afternoon evening, just leading up to the headline slot. You know, they could be headlining someday. They very well could. This is a cover of a Sparks song called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Two of Us, and it's a very difficult song to do, more so lyrically, vocally. It's an impressive performance, and the singer Abigail does it, so we'll listen to all of that. Let's start off with a little bit of Froze Mode, though, as we're coming into this set. Froze Mode, their brand new song, No Assumptions, coming for you right here on CFRC.
Yo, are you listening? Froze Mode business, straight up, right now.
No. to fuck your assumptions. I roll round, chest out, still slumping. I don't feel doubt, is it cause of Aussie cars? Or is it cause I know there ain't no way they stop me? They say reward always comes with a risk. And I gave all my life, why I got all this shit? Don't need no chef, made him drop with a fist. Really from that gully where the whole shit don't exist.
I had a conscious pain, but I went away. Cause I just blazed till my brain cells fell away. So hard till I have bright red cheeks, but I still weak. They can smell my weakness like a wolf to a sheep. I don't like them, but I'm forced to appease. Feel like a bull on a leash, hiding my horns in my hoodie like papyri fleas. They're flagged or unleashed, but I'm hiding my real colours tactically. Dumbing myself down with the toxins I breathe.
I had a conscious face, but I went away. Cause I just blazed till my brain cells fell away. They call me young blood cause I don't stop for anything. Screaming fuck everything, I won't touch anything.
We have one more tune. Are you ready? Ready? Are you ready? Ready? Are you ready? Wait. Yeah.
elephants and tacky tigers. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. And it ain't me who's gonna leave. Hiroshima, that's your name. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Both of us.
CFRC 11.9 FM. I'm your host, Rue. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And we're walking between stages. I'm taking you all over the Reading Festival site. We're recapping some of the good and the great moments that happened there. I mean, like I said, there were a lot of brilliant moments that just solidified a lot of new artists, emerging artists, as central new kind of musical heroes in the country. You know, artists like Lambrini Girls, who we've talked about before, who I did go and see when they played up in Toronto. One of the most athletic and insane bands I've seen. Their front person, Phoebe, from when I saw them, leapt off a 5-foot stage in 3-inch platform heels, just kept running, guitar still in hand, still playing, you know, just divided the crowd all the way back to the bar, and then had a crazy little mosh pit, stood on people's hands, I think. So it was almost like a walk on top of the crowd rather than a crowd surf. And is just like one of the craziest performers I've seen. Lambrini Girls were also there at Reading this year, and Phoebe climbed atop, I think, the whole tent that was holding together the stage, and went up, planted a flag, dived down into the crowd. It's just their one band to see if you get the chance to see them. Other festival highlights, Blink 182 had a big moment. I mean, they're not really what you would expect as sort of the headline crowd material, but the nostalgia was really strong on them, and they were sort of clashing. They were on the main stage, the Friday headliners for the whole festival. They were clashing with The Prodigy, who were a band who were making their comeback. A tricky moment for them, you know, 2019, their singer Keith Flint died, and they weren't sure if they were even going to continue, but they came back and came back so strongly doing this closing out festival headlines at the Chevron stage, which was sort of the dance stage. But Blink-182, those who chose to go to that show were also kind of treated to quite a theatrical show. I mean, when I started watching Blink set, I didn't know it was Blink, and it was the last thing I could have expected. I didn't believe it was them. You know, they came out with the kind of like strings and theatrical stuff, so dramatic, orchestral music. And then once the band were on stage, you know, Mark Hoppus wearing an I smiley face, your mom hoodie, making your mom jokes, as immature as you would expect them to be, but there was almost an irreverent delight in that, you know, and the nostalgia, kind of the wave of 1998 nostalgia, 2003 nostalgia, just meant that they were very, very well received. The crowd, at least, was really good for them as well. But the Prodigy, oh my gosh, what a moment for them as well, you know, coming out on the headline stage, really just like owning the stage. The energy was as if no time had passed since the heyday of the Prodigy. It was a really tight performance. They honored Keith Flint with some screens just showing a silhouette of him in the background. Everyone who went says it was one of their highlights of the festival. So we're gonna maybe listen to one little performance. There are some of these clips up on the BBC Music YouTube page. So if you're looking for more of them, that's a good place to go find them out. We're gonna listen to a performance of their song Omen. We'll also have some more explosive stuff from the band Pendulum, who have made a comeback after almost a decade. We'll listen to them performing their song Napalm, another great track. And then Nia Archives, who just had one of the best moments. I mean, Rave and Jungle Music is back with her. It's back on the big stages, and we're going to be watching her performing. She's also been nominated for the Mercury Prize, which is also a big moment for Jungle Music. And here it is, Jungle Music with Nia Archives on the main stage at Glastonbury. Here it comes. We'll listen to a bit of that here on CFRC.
Yeah. Hey! mas se Deus quiser. É.
Exatamente, Flor Bela, portanto.
Here we are, folks, CFRC 101.9 FM. We've been listening to tunes from all over Reading Festival that happened last weekend when we were obviously busier with other things, but you know, I've got you all the coverage now. We just heard some music from the Prodigy just there, Omen, wonderful, energetic Prodigy returning to form, really, here at during their headline set on Friday evening last week at Reading Festival on the dance stage called the Chevron Stage now. We also heard some Nia Archives, one of the leading, I think, now jungle musicians in the UK. It's really bringing back that kind of that blend of, you know, late night raving, jungle music and indie music, and somehow fusing it into her own unique thing. She's also nominated for the Mercury Prize, and we'll find out more about that soon, because I think the Mercury Prize is coming up. It's in September sometime. Also heard the wonderful Pendulum with their song Napalm, just another burst of energy. We're going to go small though now. We're going to move away from some of the bigger names and some of the headlines, and we're going to listen to some of the smaller artists who had played at the festival and did some really fantastic sets. I mean, there was an artist who played on the BBC introducing stage called Disgusting Sisters. That's just what the band is called. I'm not passing any comments on them, but very interesting new music from them. I loved it. I love the vibes of it. Very energetic again. We're going to have some indie rock from Asia, sort of indie rock, indie pop, a new song called Crush. And then Karsik, a band that we do already really like on the show. They were also at the BBC introducing stage. They played a song called Is What It Is. So let's start off with a little bit of Disgusting Sisters, a great new band. They're very new. I think they formed about like 3 months ago or something like that. And they were absolutely killing it at their first performance. This is them playing a song called TGIF. Here we go. Language warning, of course.
Monday, Friday, 9 to 5. Sleepy eyes, wanna die. Briefcase, badge, lunch container, Oyster card, sweaty strangers. Get to work, late again. HR meeting so mundane. Keyboards typing, click tap bam. Microwave, AC fans.
Oh,
wanna feel like I'm flying?
No, Mondays feel like I'm dying.
Let's go. Do a shot, take a hit. Oh god, I'm loving it.
Oh,
wanna feel like I'm flying?
No, Mondays feel like I'm dying.
Let's go. Do a shot, take a hit. Oh god, I'm loving it. The ground is soft under my feet when the sun goes down. Only time my heart still beats is when music pounds. Show you all my wretched teeth and a ballistic growl, howling at the laser beams. The ground is soft under my feet when the sun goes down. Only time
is when the music counts. Show you all my wretched teeth and the ballistic ground.
Talking with your fists again.
Bump side, push, bump side.
A means to no end. Meet me outside, I swear to God, as you're walking away, well, that seems a bit odd. Drive outside and have a smoke, and then chew the fat, and then walk home.
You're not big here, mate. You're always in a state, and it is what it is till it ends.
what it is till it.
So I'm on my way to get a kebab, and I heard this lad minding her own business call this girl a slag. As she gripped her bag, she walked past, only cause she didn't reply to his, quite frankly, sloppy pass at getting her attention. And it was my intention to just walk past, when he thought he had me last, saying, come on, yeah, sauce for ya. 1, 2, 3, aye.
You're not picking, mate. You're always gonna stay, and it is what it is till it.
Folks, we heard a bit of Karsik there on this set on the Albert Road. We are covering the highlights from Reading Festival that happened last weekend in the UK. This festival has been going since the 50s, technically, and as a sort of pop, rock, blues, folk, everything music festival since the 70s, since it's been officially called Reading Festival. Just great vibes all around. I mean, it has traditionally been a rock festival. It's been incorporating elements of kind of everything else over the years, till it's really become a varied festival, bringing in different kinds of crowds, different stages for different kinds of music. And some of the stuff we heard on the last set was from the introducing music stage, which is always one of my favorite stages, because that's where sort of future headliners of Reading Festival are going to come up. And you will see that a lot of headliners that have played before are often people who have started out playing these smaller stages, playing, you know, introducing music sets, smaller sets attended by 1,000 people, gone on to headline the whole thing. We're listening to a bit of 4AM Crew in the background right now, just putting on a great afternoon time electronic set, complete with the dance moves and everything. And we heard a little bit of Karsik just now, the English band who say that they were formed in a pub over a few pints. We also heard music from Disgusting Sisters, who are a fascinating band. They also bring along the choreography, bring along this really kind of 80s robotic electro-pop kind of thing that's been missing for a little while. So good for them on bringing it back. We heard their song TGIF. We also heard Azia with her song Crush. That's also just a great piece of indie rock music. So that was great. We're going to listen to the Scottish band called Arx, A-R-X-X. They've got a song that they played on the, again, BBC introducing stage called Crying in the Car Wash. That's going to be great fun. And then let's go a little bit higher. We're going to be listening to a band called... Let's first do a band called Welly, who I think are one of my favorites from the introducing music stage. They had a bit of a moment with a few songs that they've put out that people have really been liking. But I hadn't known them before this. So I fell in love headfirst with the performance out here. They played a song called Cul-de-Sac. It's coming out next week, I believe, so this is almost a bit of a preview and it's going to be great. And then, like I was saying, we'll go a bit bigger. One of the most loved acts out here, right? We're going to listen to a little bit of Two Door Cinema Club, Northern Irish band, having quite the moment up on stage with everyone singing along. You know, people were singing the riffs, they were singing along every word of it, and they were just, you know, receiving a lot of love. But let's start with some Arx, Crying in the Car Wash, here on CFRC. Live from Reading Festival.
It's a lot like sacrifice. It's a lot like giving yourself away. When you wake up and open your eyes, it's a lot like same thing, different day. Early mornings and late nights. Yourself for the bad times. You and me can ride out anything.
Crying in the car wash now. Crying in the car wash now. Crying in the car wash.
toxic boyfriend. I'm holding now for the little wind. When he tells me he loves me nearly as much as I love him. And sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes I'm standing in the room and it feels like purpose. The lights come up and it's me and you. Now I'm something's gonna change my mind. And I can't help but think that this is not what I expected. Now I'm
sweat, remembering what I forget. When I got a letter addressed to your silhouette, I recognise your inviting, your appalling handwriting, and then those filthy white trainers you arrived in. 5 years is a while to go from us in the smile. So let's go disco like it's going out of style. The Heartbreakers is busy, this WKD ain't fizzy. But now in the chippy, we both feel a bit dizzy.
We've
gained, but lost my mind and my wings.
We'll see where it goes.
But little do we know, it's a dead end road. Fresh blood, tarmac, down on low, hold a sack. You'll bring paper back onto the soundtrack. Darling, do you remember when I left in September?
We were never, ever, ever getting back together.
But now I'm home for the weekend, and I think you just left your new boyfriend. So
why don't we just pretend?
Oh, is your heart too fast or slow? You'll bring a broken heart to someone's town.
Oh,
is it way too much? Is it way too much, Joe? I don't know.
We're all cruising for a cruising.
Well, we don't mind.
Our minds are spinning in the car.
Well, we're ignoring the sign.
We'll see where it goes.
But little do we know.
Little do we know.
Listening to a bit of Simone in the background. We're listening to her performing her song Number One Lover. And coming up, we've got some music also from Two Door Cinema Club. One of the highlights of the Friday of the festival, they played their set and just people singing along. You know, this is their song Undercover Martin coming up for you right here on CFRC. Welcome back, folks. We just heard a little bit of Two Door Cinema Club, their song Undercover Martin, with pretty much every single word being sung along by the audience. It was a great little moment. You can find that on the BBC Music YouTube. They've got quite a few sets out there. Not all full sets, but at least the highlights from each and every performance, which is great to go and rewatch since we couldn't be there. I hope you're all having a great time back in Kingston. We're just kicking it off. We're rolling with your energy. I mean, if you step outside the studio right now, people are having an absolute blast right now. You know, a week has just kicked off and there's a lot of people and a lot of energy out there. And we're keeping that going. And that's why there's been so much rock music out there today. Also, just because there were some great sets that I wanted to play. We're going to have some music from Venus Girls on the next set, who were also on the BBC Introducing Stage. They've had a fantastic comeback. I mean, they were a rising goth band. Their singer had to take some time out of music because she was dealing with cancer, made a full recovery comeback, and played this fantastic set. She's a great singer as well. They performed the song called Goth Girl, which went down really well on the Introducing Music Stage. Like I've said before, one of my favorite stages at Reading and Leeds, or any festival, the festival stages where you have the new bands coming up, it's great. We also have some music from Imaya, something slightly different, maybe stepping off of the kind of heavier rock music vibe. We're going to go down with her for a little bit of Silver Over Gold. Just a wonderful little tune with a bit of a story to tell. And then Catfish and the Bottlemen, playing on Sunday night just below the headline slot. What a comeback for the band. Welsh band fronted by their singer, Van McCann. That is actually his name. They I think, stepped out after 2021, said that they were finally done. They'd been going since, you know, 2007, 2009, gaining momentum, becoming one of the most exciting sort of indie rock bands of the 2010s. And then they called a time in 2021, and we thought that was it, but you know, we didn't have to wait 20 years for the reunion. They're back. They have actually booked a tour where they're going to be playing across stadiums, and I think this really was the test for them, Reading and Leeds, and they went down great. They had some tech issues as well, where I think towards the end Van's guitar cut out and they just couldn't hear any of the kind of the instrumental music, but just the band turned it into this big sing-along, and people again were singing along to every word. So we'll hear a performance of their song Cocoon, one of their best loved songs, maybe even apart from sort of Kathleen and songs like that. But let's go into this set of three songs. We'll have Imaya with Silver Over Gold, we'll have Venus Girls with Goth Girl, and we'll have a little bit of Catfish and the Bottlemen, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about more great music. So coming up here, Imaya, Silver Over Gold, from the Introducing Stage at BBC, of the BBC, over at Reading and Leeds.
Lungs, look at who I have become. Lost my shine like the city sun, yeah. Miss the blue and miss the way.